It's time again for the Hourly Struggle. My name is Joshua Ferguson, and I'm your host, and it's been a minute. You see, I got caught up with life, the universe, and everything. I got tired of arguing with idiots, bad faith actors, and disingenuous dickbags on the internet, and backed off of this show that I actually love. I actually like making content and talking to you and arguing with good faith, interesting people. I got tired of not being part of a conversation that I like being part of. So, ta-da, I'm trying to come back. Now, why am I coming back now? Is it new me, new year?
Mo 2.0. It's a whole new me.
Nah, not a resolution or any of that. Essentially, I got more active again with my local politics on the local blog that you'll recall if you've watched my earlier episodes is being sued because my city is trying to cover their own asses. We're being sued for clicking Dropbox links, I shit you not. We'll get to that again in another episode later with new updates. But in my local activism, I kind of came to the conclusion that it's no longer worth trying to play nice, trying to pussyfoot around, trying to kid glove, trying to pick your analogy with people who will never give you the same quarter, people who will never treat you the same way. So a local preacher compared me to a Klansman and a fascist because I outed a criminal battery charge against a city council member. Let me repeat that. I broke a story about a local city council member being charged by the district attorney for battery against a woman, and in response to that, a local preacher compared me to a fascist and Klansman. Why? Oh, because I picked on his team. He's a fucking communist, or as I called him in my post on the website, a total dickbag. Now, people came back at me and said, how could you call a preacher a dickbag? I'm like, well, he's a dickbag. He doesn't get any credence. I'm not going to go, oh, well, I have to let that go because he has robes on. Oh, his faux piety is more valuable than my character. He gets to impugn me because he's a man of God. A man of God wouldn't do that. So fuck that guy. And that's sort of where I'm at now.
Aw, man. Fuck that guy. He's a dick.
Now, I have a whole bunch of go fuck yourself built up, and it needs to be let out. So, here we are.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Now, I may get kicked off of YouTube or whatever because of it. So be it. I'm tired of hiding what I believe. I'm tired of being too nice. Now, I'm not always super nice, especially on the blog that I write on, but I'm tired of even being that nice. So, to give you an example before I go, because I'm going to make this video fairly quick, I outed the same guy who got charged with battery, Fullerton District 5 Councilmember Mazzara. I also outed his divorce. Now, part of that was comeuppance because, well, he's a douche noodle also, but specifically because the local commies, the little race-baiting identitarian dickheads who forced district elections on us because of racism. You see, people that don't look like me can't be represented by somebody who looks like me, but I can be represented by somebody who looks like them because racism, that type of shit, right? So they forced district elections on us. They sued the city is a bunch of bitches and cave, now we have district elections. Those district elections are predicated on living in the district that you represent. Local council member, as a public figure, got a divorce, or is getting one rather. Statistically, that means he's probably not cohabitating anymore with the person he is getting divorced from. So one of them probably moved. If he moved out of the district, that's relevant to whether or not he should still be a council member or not. There's also a current recall going up against him, so it's relevant to that as well. It is newsworthy. People on his team, those old bad faith sycophantic dickheads who would have no problem impugning a Republican because they do it regularly, are mad that I dropped down to the level of TMZ and how could I fight so dirty?
You're naive. Welcome to politics.
They're ignoring the fact that he's one of the guys that voted to sue me. Voted to sue me to cover government malfeasance. Voted to sue me and my friend and the blog I write for and my former coworker and a bunch of John Does to cover government malfeasance. Yeah. See, when you sue somebody and it costs them their job, what you do is you actually get in the way of their ability to, what's that? Oh yeah, feed their fucking kids. We're talking about being low, being immoral, having ethical problems. You tried to stop me from being able to feed my kids, Councilman Zara. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. I don't care. I don't give a shit. You wanted to play dirty. It's mutually assured destruction. Politics ain't beanbag, and sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
I was actually being fair and nice. I don't have to be as nice as I was, and maybe I won't be. But ultimately, all the pretty little peacocking bitches right now, all the little sycophantic socialists that are screaming about how mean it was to talk about someone's divorce, are ignoring the fact that they would do the exact same thing if the shoe was on the other foot. The only difference is, I would do it also if the shoe was on the other foot. If a local Republican was getting a divorce, I would talk about that too, because fuck them. Politics ain't beanbag.
Because it's politics, man. Politics.
So my message is, don't play nice with these people. Learn to figure out who the bad faith, disingenuous dickheads are, or as the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus, Dave Smith, and Tom Woods would call them, the loser brigade. Figure out who these type of people are, call them out on it, and just brush them aside. They're going to call you all sorts of names. Oh my goodness, you're a racist. Okay, what else you got? Oh my god, you're an istaphobe. Okay, what else you got? I don't care anymore. And that needs to be the message. The message needs to be brave liberty. The message needs to be nullification. The message needs to be freedom. The message needs to be, you don't get to set the terms for my life.
You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
You don't get to set the terms for my life. And that's the message I want to run with 2021. Because we're going to need it. Oh boy, we're going to need it. And with that, that's all I have. Glad to try to get back. Hopefully the shows will be interesting and good. If you have things you want me to talk about, let me know. Because I want to do this more regularly. And it's been far too long again, for which I apologize. So thanks for watching, listening, and subscribing. Surprisingly, I haven't lost that many subscribers. I've been having sucked for the last few months. But thank you all for continuing to subscribe, watch, listen, and all of that. I will be interacting on social media in a different capacity, but I still will be around. So, cheers.